In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you noticed that in the Lord's Prayer, give is followed by forgive. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And it works in German and in French too. Gib uns, vergib uns. Donne-nous, pardonne nos offenses. Mothering Sunday is the time when we thank God for all that is given us by and through our mothers. The reading set for today include this passage from Colossians, where we are reminded that just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And that rather neatly links our keeping of Mothering Sunday today with this week's chapter in our Lent course, which is on forgiveness. Giving and forgiving. Surely two vital components in the work of mothering. Giving, love, warmth, security, a good start in life. But also forgiving, that is, creating a safe environment in which a child can recover from his or her mistakes and learn the difference between right and wrong. And so in this way, these two verbs, giving and forgiving, state the important truth that children, and indeed human beings in general, are a unity of body and soul, and the needs of both must be met for healthy growth into maturity. And I come back, though, to the fact that the Lord's Prayer is expressed throughout in the first person plural, our Father. Forgive us as we forgive. And those verses from Colossians are also addressed in the plural. When Paul writes, you must forgive, that is, ia, vous, you, plural. And it's moreover a collective plural, not simply addressed to a lot of different individuals. And the passage is addressed to God's chosen ones, or in Greek, eklektoi to theo. Not only is Paul using a word that echoes the Old Testament idea of Israel as God's chosen people, but eklektoi has also the same root as ecclesia, which we translate as church. In these few verses, then, Paul is describing the role and the nature of the church. It is to be a community built on giving and forgiving, a community dedicated to the well-being of all its members and providing a secure environment for them to grow in faith. In short, the church is engaged in this task of mothering that we celebrate today. And in fact, the custom of Mothering Sunday was originally a celebration of our Holy Mother, the Church, on the Sunday nearest the Feast of the Annunciation, when the angel appeared to Mary, announcing that she was chosen, that word again, chosen to be the mother of God's Son. And the Church is our mother, in that she gives us our daily bread, our heavenly food in the sacrament, but she is also a community in which people receive forgiveness. Not only in the liturgy, when we say the confession together, but also when someone comes to the priest as the representative of the church to confess their sins. And by the way, it's not just something that Roman Catholics do. Anglicans have that possibility as well. And indeed other traditions do it in their own way. It's a wonderful gift, although not an easy one. I sometimes think it's a bit like going to the dentist. No one exactly looks forward to it, but afterwards it's good to get out of the dentist chair and he says it's all fixed and off you go. So too, it's a great joy and a relief to hear the priest say, God has put away your sin. Go in peace and pray for me, a sinner. These words point to the fact that the experience of being forgiven enables us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. And indeed it works the other way around too. Our experience of forgiving others enables us to receive it for ourselves, because we know what it feels like. Being a community where we forgive others is a way of saying that the church is holy, for in forgiving, the church is doing what God does. It points also to the holiness of the family and the holiness to which we all witness in the giving and forgiving that takes place in daily life. Giving and forgiving bound up in our shared tasks of mothering. Amen.